Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's honor to me as a delegate of Uzbekistan to deliver this opening statement on behalf of the Asia Pacific Group at this 19th session of the committee for the review of the implementation of the convention. At the outset, the Asia Pacific Group would like to acknowledge the efforts made by the Secretariat and the GM on the implementation of COP14 decisions despite these difficult times. We recognize that COVID-19 has changed the landscape within which we all work and forced us to reevaluate our usual modes of business, to compromise and adjust in order to still move forward with the implementation of our convention and reinforcing the role of land and in addressing human health problems. Despite the difficulties posed by this new normal, particularly in the scheduling of this meeting, for parties in the Pacific, the Asia Pacific Group still view this intersessional click as a positive platform for sharing views, ideas, and learning experiences, as well as an opportunity to provide feedback to the Secretariat to guide the implementation of our convention and review future work programs of the convention to address the current priority needs of parties. While we fully understand the need for these adjustments, we also look forward to a time when it is safe for us all to reconvene in one time zone to discuss and interact together. As we stated many times before, Asia Pacific is a diverse region requiring customized guidance, technical backstopping, and capacity building to support regions in the implementation of the convention. The relationship between land degradation, climate change, and biodiversity needs further strengthening and emphasis for a holistic and integrated approach to land management. The Asia Pacific region would like to stress that drought is an important issue that requires urgent attention and action. In this regard, we were happy to receive the interim report of the IWG on drought. We thank the IWG members for their work to address this topic comprehensively and look forward to detailed discussions on ways forward under this agenda item. The group would like to extend our appreciation to the Republic of Korea for the ongoing support through the Changwon Initiative for addressing LWD and LDN implementation, as well as the funding support secured for the Peace Forest Initiative. The group also appreciates voluntary contributions donated by country parties like China for their efforts in promoting UNCCD implementation at regional and global level. We also welcome the launching by the G20 of the Global Initiative on Reducing Land Degradation and Enhancing Conservation of Terrestrial Habitats to prevent, halt, and reverse land degradation, with support to fund the initiative Coordination Office budget for the first 10 years, approved by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, that will begin implementation in collaboration with the UNCCD Secretariat this year. The period 2021-2030 is the decade on ecosystem restoration. Let us look ahead to what outcomes we want to achieve at the national, regional, and sub-regional levels. and ensuring the integration of land restoration into post-COVID-19 recovery plans and programs. We look forward to a very fruitful discussion during this CRIC 19 session. Thank you, Mr. Chair.